5, 4, 3, 2, and I let off at 2. 1 second to go, basically. It was 1 second to go. And I went from 780 to 880 because I stopped 1 second short of the line. And I was like, fuck, isn't that so true for life? I wanted to segue into why I work, or why I had 2 or 3 coaching calls the week between Christmas and New Year. And it's my lesson comes, I don't know if I've mentioned to you guys, have I mentioned that I bought a Peloton? guys, if you haven't bought a Peloton, you can buy a Peloton. It's so cool. I promise. It's so cool. So here's my lesson. I'm going to tell you. So, by the way, is anyone on Peloton here? Oh, my word. So here's the thing. You start Peloton, I'm unfit. Here's my lesson for you guys to understand why I push a little bit harder. Now, on Peloton, they've got a leaderboard, right? And they've got your stats. So your cadence, your output or watts, they've got that, and you've got your resistance. And then you've got the leaderboard. So I'm a competitive guy, okay? I start Peloton, and some of the classes, 30,000 people have done the ride. I don't do the live classes ever, just because of, so I just do it when I can do it. But you're still on the leaderboard. It shows you where you're doing on the ride with compared to the last 30,000 people that have done it. And I started, and I got the hang of it. I was like, oh, okay, I can get, you know, out of 30,000 people, I think I started going for 50%. So, I mean, I wanted to finish, like, you know, if it's 10,000 people on the ride, I wanted to be 5,000 and below. And I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty. I was dying. I'm so unfit. Now, I've been riding for 2-3 weeks. I'm starting to get fitter, and I can go, and I'm starting to go, okay, I can do top 10%. So, if you don't, it's hot, like, 30,000 people, and I'm aiming for like 3,000 and below. Like, it's hard. Or 1,000 people, you know, I want to be like 100 and below. It's you're starting to talk as I've really, like, people have done 1,000 rides and stuff. And here's my lesson that I learned from Peloton. So you're watching that leaderboard, and I'm chasing the leaderboard because now I'm aiming for top 5%. So I'm chasing top 5% on a ride. And I need to be below 800 to make top 5% on this specific ride. And I've been hovering at about 700, so top 5%, and I've been hovering at about 780 the last 10 minutes of the ride, and I'm dying, absolutely dying. And I've got 10 seconds to go. 10 seconds to go, and I've pretty much done it. I'm 785, and all I've got to do is hold it. And the countdown goes 10, nah, I'm burning, I'm dying. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and I let off at 2. 1 second to go, basically. It was 1 second to go. And I went from 780 to 880 because I stopped 1 second short of the line. And I was like, fuck, isn't that so true for life? One second. Could I have done the one? It's like, oh, it's not going to make a big difference. I've never seen me drop more than 10 places in 30 seconds. I dropped 100 places because I never pushed 2 more pedal strokes. And I know that for some of you, you are not at the beginning of the year. For some of you, you're potentially at your tether, another lockdown, another person resigning, another person with COVID. Another business challenge. Is it just me, or is it some other people on this call? Yeah? Just keep pedaling. Just go through the line. You'll be fine. Just go through the line. Just keep showing up. Just keep fighting the good fight. Just keep doing the quarterlies. Just do keep doing the weeklies. Just keep hiring for insurance policies if you need to. Just make the last two more strokes. And that might be, by the way, in this context, the last two more pedal strokes could be the next year. For me, two seconds left. Felt, I couldn't finish. I mean, I stopped. It felt like the next year. But it's all context. In the greater scheme of your life, in the greater scheme of 60 years of business or whatever, it's just another year. You can do it. Yes or yes? So just finish the freaking race. There is a time for resting, but it ain't now. It ain't now. So keep putting through, keep pushing through. So do me a favor, pat yourself on the back and say, just finish the freaking race. That's all you got to do. Just don't stop. Just keep showing up. Don't take yourself out of the game. Don't take yourself out of the game. You're fine. You can do this. You're stronger than you think. And often what I do, a little trick that I do to like do better at Peloton is sometimes just for you guys, for all of you that are so tough on yourselves, it's lovely to see wins on the group. And you, I hope you guys continue to share them. Please continue to share your wins. Because here's what happens. The only reason I am as fit as I am at the moment for me is because there's a leaderboard. Is because sometimes I finish, I'm dead. I'm like, how can there still be 3,000 people in the world that finish ahead of me? Like how? Like how? Who are these people? Like, I'm pretty athletic. It's not a professional thing. Like, who the fuck are these people? It's insane. And I want to get back on the bike next time. I'm like, I just want to finish top 100. I'm like, if I finish top 100, it'll be freaking awesome in the world, you know? So my thing, don't stop posting and don't stop and keep on looking at their wins and keep on looking at 200% growth and 79 new patients and 40K months and 90K months. But don't, comparison is a thief of joy. So you know when I'm really blagging on a Peloton race, I'll hide the leaderboards, just so you guys know, and I'll choose a different stat. This is where sometimes why you guys have unhealthy relationships with comparison is sometimes you just got to make change the metric. So sometimes I'll go, cool, I'm hiding the leaderboard and all I'm going to look at is watts for the next 2 minutes. And I'm just going to keep my watts above 250 or 200. I just can't look at the leaderboard because it's too deflating right now. Are you guys with me? Yes. I'm blagging. I'm like, oof, I can't compare because there's three, I know I've done well, top 5%, but it's still 3,000 people that beat me. Feel like a freaking loser. So hide the leaderboard and just look at the watts. And just, I've just got to go into competition with myself right now. I've just got to beat my average output from last. All I've got to do is keep beating myself or keeping it same myself, my own stats. I don't have to go and beat that other person. I actually end up going up the leaderboard. Sometimes, you guys know what I mean. Sometimes it's just comparing, you're not in the right space. Just hide the leaderboard and just focus on your stats. And do the thing and get inspiration from other people. You with me, yes?